insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 33rd verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وليستعفف الذين لا يجدون نكاحا حتى يغنيهم الله من فضله والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا وآتوهم مما لله الذي آتاكم ولا تكرهوا فتياتكم على البغاء إن أردنا تحصنا لتبتغوا عرض الحياة الدنيا ومن يكرهن فإن الله من بعد إكراههن غفور رحيم.
But let them who find not the means for marriage abstain from sexual relations until Allah enriches them from His bounty. And those who seek a contract for eventual emancipation from among whom your right hands possess, then make a contract with them if you know there is within them goodness, and give them from the wealth of Allah which He has given you. And do not compel your slave girls to prostitution if they desire chastity, to seek thereby the temporary interests of worldly life. And if someone should compel them, then indeed Allah is to them, after their compulsion, forgiving and merciful.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us in the previous couple of programs, we said that this verse talks about two important concepts. The first is the fact that these people who do not find the means to get married, they have to keep themselves chaste. This was the order of chastity that the Almighty Allah gave. The second point is that the point of discussion turned to the matter of slavery. وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا. Those of your slaves who seek a writing, you have to write it for them if you know any good in them. وَآتُوهُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Give them of the wealth of Allah, which He has bestowed upon you. And this is the third part of the verse, which we discussed in the previous episode. وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنًا. You do not have to compel your girls to prostitution when they desire chastity. Do not compel your slaves. لِتَبْتَغُوا عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Just so you can make a gain in this life of the world, you cannot make them. You cannot compel your slave girls to prostitution. We said that this occasion of revelation of the phrase is Abdullah ibn Ubay, who had 6 slave girls, and he compelled them all to sell their honor for earning money and giving it to him. And this verse shows that people in that time, in the age of ignorance, were so much involved in immoral corruption and deviation. And even after the advent of Islam, some people used to continue their previous acts, but this verse came to put an end to it. But still, we see in many parts of the world, even in different countries, who advocate civilization and human rights, that this action is easily seen.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, in today's life, dear listeners, slavery does not apparently exist as before, but in this so-called civilized world, some crimes are committed which are even worse than the age of slavery. May Allah save the people of the world from these pseudo-civilized men and countries, actually. We thank Allah that such shameful crimes have considerably been wiped out in Iran after the Islamic Revolution. So, it is necessary to mention that the purpose of the Quranic phrase, إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنَا, when they desire chastity, is not that if women themselves would like to do this evil act, then there is no problem to force them. When there is compulsion to do something, willingness to do it is not meaningful. Reluctance is true when there is lack of willing or tendency. Otherwise, being unchaste and encouraging others to be unchaste is a great sin anyway. So this verse does not mean that forcing them and actually compelling them is allowed when they are willing. So this sentence is for the fact that if the owners of these slave girls had a little jealousy, their jealousy would be hurt. The concept of this verse is that these slave girls, who were apparently at a lower social level, would not like to be unchaste. Why did they go along with this wickedness? And at the end of the verse, as it is the approach of the Holy Quran, the path of return, even in this situation, is not closed to those wrongdoers and those who are encouraged to go back, repent, and atone. So the verse continues saying, وَمَنْ يُكْرِهُنَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِكْرَاهِهِنَّ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And whoever compels them, then unto them, verily, after their compulsion, Allah will be forgiving, merciful. As we said before, this sentence may refer to the condition of those slave girls' owners who were penitent for their gloomy and evil past, and they were ready to do repentance and edify themselves. Or it also is possible that this verse refers to the women who were compelled and forced to do this unchaste action that Almighty Allah says He is forgiving the merciful. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.